Welcome to the Sunday Class Dance 271 with Amanda Peer. First broadcast on the Nation Station Radio GH on Sunday 3rd of May 2026. Hello. Looking for a theme for today, I looked for what happened on this day in history. And in amongst the endless violent events, two caught my eye. In 752, the Mayan king, Bird Jaguar IV of Yahilan, in modern-day Chiapas, Mexico, assumed the throne. And then nearly 1,100 years later, in 1848, a boar-crested Anglo-Saxon helmet was discovered in a barrow on Bentley Grange Farm in Derbyshire. Bird, jaguar and boar suggested a wildlife theme, and of course there are plenty of dances to choose between. Today, I have mostly chosen the well-known ones with their own recordings. We'll begin with Pelorus Jack by Barry Skelton, named for the Riso dolphin which guided ships through the Pelorus Sound at the turn of the last century. David Cunningham and his band recorded for the RSCDS Book 41.
Thank you.
The lead tune for Pelorus Jack is Christian Cato by Alan Kindness, and David Cunningham followed this with The Bonnie Banks of the Cairn by Ian Holmes, Bob Duncan of Park Hill by George Bell, and Mr. and Mrs. McRogerson by Ian MacPhail. We'll stay in or near the sea for the next two dances. First is a new five-couple reel devised by Murrow Landon to mark Anselm Ligneau's 60th birthday, with an original tune and recording by Keith Smith, accompanied by Anne-Laure Latour. The dance is called the Northern Rockhopper, which is a penguin native to the southern Indian and Atlantic oceans, and the tune is Beware the Reels of March. Keith Smith and Anne-Laure Latour played Keith's tune Beware the Reels of March, and then three traditional tunes, John Anderson My Joe, The Hopeful Lover, and My Love She's But a Lassie Yet. One more from the sea with the medley The Purple Octopus by Jill Burrows. This is a square set, twice in Strass Bay time and twice in jig time, and I'm lucky to have been given this recording made by Ewan Galloway by Jill Burrows. Thank you. Leaving the seaside, we'll head for solid land or a garden for a reel, The Cat Among the Pigeons by Lewis Derrick, 40 years ago. And unusually, it finishes with a tournée. Remember, we are in quick time. For music, I have chosen The Punch Bowl from Kenny Thompson and the Wardlaw Band on the RSCDS recording for Book 5. Kenny Thompson and the Wardlaw Band played The Bottom of the Punch Bowl by James Oswald, the Don Hornpipe and Lord Wellington, both traditional, and The Marquis of Tullibarden by John Crera. For our 8-time Strathbay, we'll travel to the old county of Westmorland for Appleby Horse Fair. This dance, devised by a friend of mine, Lynn Wilson, in 2012, came after the recording, which was made in 2008 by the Dewhurst Family Band on their first Scottish country dancing CD, Crossing Borders. In the dance, ones cross right as twos set, then ones and twos dance three quarters of a double figure of eight. Ones dance in and down for half mirror reels on the side, lady up, man down for half reels across. One solo when they set, turn three quarters, set and petronella to second place. And the last eight bars is half diagonal rights and lefts twice. Thank you. Dewhurst wrote all four tunes: Appleby Horse Fair, Sir Stamford Raffles, Rockside Welcome, and Kenneth's Helping Hand. And the band comprised Chris on lead accordion, Julie on second box, and son Nick on percussion. Very distinctive sound. Underground now for the Moody Wart, an old jig from 1758, published by the RSCDS in Book 11. This recording is from the Carfuffle Cayley Band. Thank you. The Moody Wart, or Mole in Old Scots, is by James Oswald. And then the Carfoffle Cayley Band played Cape Breton Jig in A, Scarcer Tatties by Norman MacLean, and the traditional Bessie Bell and Mary Gray. Back to penguins now with the square set reel The Piper and the Penguin by Roy Goldring for the Scotia Suite. Dances written to celebrate the centenary of the voyage of the Scotia research ship of the Scottish National Antarctic Expedition of 1902-4 under the leadership of Dr. William Spears Bruce. Neil Barron and his band recorded the CD for the RSCDS. Piper and the Penguin was written by Muriel Johnston, and the other tune was The Old Hip Joint by Neil Barron, whose band made the recording. Another Goldring dance and another horse for the three-couple Strathspey, The Silver Grey. All set, cross, set and cross back. Circle round and back with ones and threes finishing facing up and down for three quarters, rights and lefts beginning up and down, and then ones cast and threes cross left to place. Ones dance half a figure of eight down around the threes, and then followed by the threes, they dance up through the top and cast the third place to finish in the order 2-3-1. This recording is from Luke Brady's Take Your Partners 4, Volume 3. Luke Brady's band played two tunes for the Silver Grey, the traditional Miss Dale and Jim's Lady by Muriel Johnston. Into the insect world now for John Drury's classic The Bees of Maginocketa, and this recording from Colin Dewar and his band. Colin Dewar's Scottish Dance Band played Forest Country Dance by Robert Gourlay, Miss Gordon of Park by William Marshall, Miss Sophia Campbell of Saddles Reel by Robert McIntosh, and Finlay J. Powery by Ian Powery for the Bees of Maginocketa. The Ratcatcher's Reel by David Queen gets a place in today's programme for its great recording by Scottish Measure. Eight tunes, including two on theme, and also Sheila Bain's favourite. Hope you all enjoy it. Thank you. Scottish Measure played David Rye's reel and Irene's Great Tits by David Queen. The Dean Brigg reel, Pat McNulty's Fancy and the Flowers of Edinburgh, or traditional, Miss Jane of Violet Bank by Max Houlihan, Willie Davy, and finally, The Black Bear. Our last Strathspey is another for three couples. Blue Butterfly was devised by Chris Brooks in 1999 and finishes with an Espagnol. There was no recommended recording for the dance, so I've chosen the Swelkey, a tidal race and whirlpool off Stroma in the Pentlath Firth, and this version by Ian J. Morrison. J. Morrison wrote Jack the Fat Black Cat and then played Arkner Hennick by Drummond Cook and The Prince's Stream by Kate Kennedy. And sticking with the cat, our last dance is The Two Grey Cats by Francis Walduck from The Other Kangaroo Paw, Marian Anderson's second Australian CD. Marion played her tune, Forest Hill Road, which is where Ian and Yvonne Gray lived, then Itchy Fingers by Pipe Major Robert Pinkman, Toast of the Mouses by Keith Smith, who was the fiddler on the CD, and lastly, Barry and Doreen's Continental Capers, which Marion wrote for Barry and Doreen Steele when they retired from organising the foreign dancing holidays, which I then took on. One other event which I noticed to celebrate today was in 1830, the opening of the Canterbury and Whitstable Railway, the first steam-hauled passenger railway to issue season tickets and include a tunnel. For all the train fans, we will play out with Gary Blair and the Alpine Express, a railway journey through many tunnels. Enjoyed the programme this week, and will join me again. Bye!